Society Pages podcast. Today we are going to be talking about Halloween, the cultic, and the paranormal, explaining that there is research on that. It was a dark and stormy night. The kind that makes everything feel a little more unsettling. The wind was howling outside as the trees tap, tap, tapped against the window. Ooh. Suddenly, out of the night, an unearthly noise echoed through the air, and an eerie chill swept through the room. Your heart quickens as you sense something, a presence nearby. It must be all in your head, right?
From ancient rituals to modern-day ghost hunts, society's fascination with the paranormal is more than a mere curiosity. It's a reflection of our deepest fears and hopes. Whether through witchcraft, astrology, or spirits lingering in old, forgotten places, the cultic milieu has captivated generations, defying the bounds of mainstream thought. But how do we form these beliefs, and what makes them so enduring?
A hidden world of magic, ghosts, and the unknown challenges the boundaries of reason. Welcome to the mysterious. Paranormal beliefs have persisted across time, often defying rational explanations. These beliefs encompass a wide range of practices: magic, mysticism, healing rituals, astrology, and more. Despite modern advancements, they remain deeply rooted in society.
What unifies these beliefs is how they are typically seen as deviant, opposing traditional religion and mainstream science. They thrive on the fringes, outside the bounds of accepted knowledge. Believers in the cultic or paranormal often find themselves having to defend their beliefs to a skeptical society. This shared experience fosters a sense of solidarity and support within their community.
But what about supernatural skepticism? For many, the belief in the paranormal stirs doubt, as strange events ignite a battle between skepticism and the desire to believe. Some scholars have studied the process of how people develop cultic or paranormal beliefs, finding that individuals often experience layers of doubt before ultimately concluding that an event is in fact supernatural. This sparks a constant internal battle, where the desire to believe in the supernatural often clashes with the need to stay skeptical, especially in a world driven by rationality.
So in a society that prizes rational thought, how do we come to believe in the supernatural? In 1983, Tanya Marie Lerman studied ritual magic in London, curious about why they continued practicing magic that appeared ineffective to outsiders. She discovered that over time, these practitioners experienced something they called interpretive drift, a slow shift in how they understood everyday events, gradually seeing them as connected to their magical practices.
She argued that these beliefs weren't rejections of modern science, but actually responses to its limitation, filling the gaps where scientific explanations often fell short.
But what about hauntings? Can they reveal what's been lost, forgotten, or hidden? Ghosts and hauntings are more than just spooky tales. They may reveal unsolved memories, traumas, or fears, whether of individuals or entire communities.
Ghosts may symbolize the loss of life or opportunity, drawing attention to issues society prefers to ignore, possibly violence, oppression, or unspoken history. Belief in ghosts and hauntings can deeply affect those who experience them, creating emotional and social impacts, regardless of whether spirits are real.
The supernatural has captivated us for centuries. Although sociologists can't prove its existence, exploring their beliefs provides deeper insights into our fears, cultures, and the enduring fascination with the unknown.
Happy spooky season!
Thanks for listening to the Society Pages podcast. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and check out our website at thesocietypages.org.